Okay. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in the city of Groton. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that don't wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. This net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. And we're always on the lookout for anyone that would like to be a net controller. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is a directed net. A directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in phase, please state if you have any questions for the net. We'll ask you for those questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the TIPS net. The first section, which takes most amount of time, is the open net with rounds of questions and comments. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Once otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and release the mic button. And listen, as I did, to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Once you've verified to yourself that no one else called, then you can slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the city of Groton, and I'm your net control station for the evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November, Bob in Oakdale, no questions.
Here is KC1 KLW, Jerry in Preston, a couple of questions.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf. My name is Kevin. I'm located in Norwich, Connecticut. Nothing to bring up at this point.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston. No questions.
Kilo 1, Victor, Steve, Coventry, no questions yet.
Okay, good evening all. So far we have Bob, K1RMN, Jerry, KC1KLW, Kevin, KA6PDG, Dave, K1DCT, and Steve, NK1V.
Jerry having some questions, and I also having a question. But first we'll ask for any further check-ins. Please call now. Okay, very good. Hearing none, I think we'll go directly to Jerry to start with to hear what questions he might have. And he can decide if he wants to give us just one at a time or give us all the questions and let us have at it. Later on, I will ask my question and we'll go from there. So, Jerry, KC1KLW, please proceed with presenting your questions to us.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Jerry here, KC1KLW. My question regards the ICOM ID 5100. I'm having a curious problem right now where some syllables drop out on received transmissions. And I know there's no problems with the repeater because my handheld is monitoring the lines and everything is coming through the handheld. So it's definitely on my receiver. Although I did put a new antenna feed line today and I don't know that that would cause a problem. So that would be it right now. Any advice?
Okay, Jerry, before we open up and go down through the list, I would like to ask a couple of quick questions for clarification. Number one, is this on any repeater now that you listen to and or Simplex? And secondly, did you have that problem before you put the new antenna line in? Back to you.
Yes, Tim, it's happening on the Norwich repeater as well. And it didn't happen when I had the old antenna feed line in. It only happens today. So I'm perplexed. Back to Tim.
Okay, very good question, and it's a stumper for me. I the obvious thing to me is the fact that it's probably tied to the new wire, and I should ask you this before we go on, and I hate to go back to you one more time. Do you know what kind of cable you had installed, and what they had, EL259 or N-type or whatever connectors? Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, they were 259 connectors on both old cables and the new cable, and the antenna's an NX50 diamond, but the cable, brand new, out of the box, and it was very gentle with feeding it through the attic and through the lines and, you know, getting it to the roof to connect it to the antenna, so I don't think I destroyed it any, but you never can tell. Back to Tim.
Okay, what was that, RG8X or some other type of cable?
Yeah, Tim, that was an RG8X, sort of. It's a thin cable, not the thick one.
Okay, thank you, Jerry, for all the clarification. I apologize to everyone for taking my turn too many times there, but we'll start at the top of the list and see what advice and knowledge might be gleaned from our fellow amateur radio operators. Bob, would you like to take a crack at this? K1RMN, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Now this is K1RMN. Jerry, if it's every other syllable, I'm thinking the cable is probably okay. Is it when the transmission starts that you drop the signal, or is it spurious throughout a transmission? Are you losing syllables in words during your receive? If it's when you start a transmission, I would say, if it's your receiving, but it's at the beginning of that, it could be something in the radio. But I would, first off, I would check the your feed line with an ohmmeter, make sure it's clear when you probably already have done that, so you probably aren't having an open or a short or anything, but very interesting that it seems to start and skip syllables. That leads me more into the inside of the radio than the outside of the radio. But that's all I've got this time around. This is K1RMN. Back to Nat.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And next on the list is actually Jerry. So, Jerry, we're going to give you an opportunity to answer Bob's question. KC1KLW, KC1TWR.
KC1KLW. Yeah, Bob, it is spurious throughout the receive mode of the information. I don't know how I'm getting out. I don't know if I'm dropping out or being spurious when I transmit, but my receive is drops out spurious syllables throughout the receive mode. Back to net.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. From my point of view, your transmission is clean, no spurious dropouts or anything else. But let's see what Kevin might think of all this. KA6PDG, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
I don't know why Jerry would want to hear anything we're saying anyway. We're just a bunch of old farts. No, I'm just kidding. And good evening to the net. Jerry, two things come to mind. One, at least so we can eliminate it as a possibility. Are you by any chance using your CTCSS decode? You do want to use your encode. That's how you're getting into the repeater, and obviously you've got that turned on. I wonder if you have your CTCSS decode also turned on. If you do, you want to disable the decode. Keep the encode, disable the decode, as I say, just to eliminate that, although it doesn't sound like that's the problem. If that were the problem, you'd probably only miss a syllable or two at the beginning of the transmission. The other thing is, I think you said you're using an external speaker on the radio right now. Have you checked to make sure the speaker connection is good? And does it do it when you disconnect the speaker so that you're just listening through the radio's built-in speaker? Those are the two thoughts I have for the moment. K6PDG, back to the TIPS Mystery Net.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for those thoughts, and I'm sure if Jerry has not done that, he's probably going to play around with his speaker and or headphones and or speaker in the radio while we proceed, and we'll next go to Dave and see what thoughts he might have along those lines. K1DCT, this is KC1TWR, Net Control.
Very good. Good evening to all on the tip set. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. As far as Jerry's question goes, I'm not really familiar with this radio, but I am sitting here in front of the interweb and brought it up. So my two thoughts are, I don't know if this has, I haven't found all the specifications yet, but I don't know if this has a weather alert function, so it would go off when they send that funny little tone, because it will go over there like every second and monitor that. I know I have a couple of radios that do that. Sometimes it's handy, sometimes it's not. But it will, while someone's talking, kind of jump over there, and so you do miss, you know, a part of a word. The other thought is, I do notice, according to the specifications, it does have a dual watch feature, so you can monitor two frequencies at the same time. well, not entirely at the same time, but it will constantly go and check the other one. So that could be something that's turned on that you may not have realized that you turned it on. That's all I have. Back to net, K1DCT.
Dave, those are some interesting thoughts and makes a lot of sense to me. Based on your comment, one of the things I might try that the dual band radio would be to see if you can shut off the other band entirely. But also what you commented about the weather part portion of it, as well as the watch, that could hold a lot of truth there. But we'll go on and see if Steve may have some other thoughts. NK1V, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
This is NK1V. First of all, like I said, that's a really nice radio. It's very similar to the functions of my 7100. I loved with that being able to put the SD card in and the recording and stuff you can do. And the menu is similar. And Dave is, I'm thinking, kind of on the right track, because I'm thinking the same thing, that either there's a weather watch on, the dual watch could be on, or if there's a priority channel set, it'll do the same thing. It'll keep hitting on that channel every once in a while. I don't see their menus, of course, there's one that are a little bit tricky to navigate, so I'm actually looking at the manual too, and I haven't found it yet. But those are the first three things I check, you know, assuming that all the connections and all that stuff are good. But that cutting in and cutting out, I've had that priority thing set on, especially on some Yaesu radios, and that'll drive me, you know, it drove me crazy trying to figure out what was going on, because it would just, every time I would go look for that channel, it would go blank for a second. But I'm not sure on this one. The weather thing could definitely be part of the problem. I know that that's a little bit tricky to turn on and off sometimes. I've played around with it. Back to net, NK1V.
Oh, thank you, Dave. And, right, Steve, sorry. Brain was at once there for a second. Thank you, Steve. Again, it's good to know that you've got some experience with a similar radio, the 7100. And I know Josh KZRJEB also has a 7100. The priority watch, dual watch, and weather, and so forth, those all could have something to do with it. Well, now that we've given Kevin right, this could be one of those nights where I'm calling everybody the wrong name. Now that we've given Jerry food for thought, let's go back to him and see what he thinks of all these suggestions that have been tossed in his general direction. KC1KLW, this is Net Control.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Jerry back here, KC1KLW, and you have given me food for thought. I see a WX on my screen that was not there before, and I'm wondering if that means weather watch. I can't find it in my manual, but I'm continuing to look for it, so I think I'm going to see if I can turn that off, and maybe that'll make a change. Back to Net Control, KC1KLW.
Yeah, normally the WX does stand for weather, so that is that could be the culprit, but in the radio, most radio things I've seen, the WX does stand for that. Any further question? You sounded like you had more than one question. Do you have a second question for us? KC1KLW, Net Control.
In fact, guys, I appreciate all the tips, and I'm just going to stop right here and focus on getting that weather alert cleared out, and I'm going to tackle one question at a time tonight. Thank you all very much. 73KC1KLW.
Okay, very good. Wish you success on that, and please let us know how you make out. In the meantime, we'll go back up to the top of the list, and I will put out there a quick question. There was some discussion about one of the local repeaters and the fact that maybe reducing or removing, right now, Now the repeater does an CW ID, and the thought was to turn off the PL tone or the encoding when it's transmitting that, which got me wondering, you know, how many people are, does it matter that it's CW? And the question being is most mobile radios or HD radios that I've dealt with normally don't have decode PL or CTSS or whatever set. Therefore, why would a repeater want to put that out there if most, you know, most radios aren't even configured for that? I can think of instances where it would be helpful. But, no, I just wanted to get some people's thoughts on that whole subject. So, with that, we'll start with Bob, K1RMN. This is Net Control.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. Interesting topic. I've heard that discussed here and out in Dayton and a few other places. I don't really think it is a required part of a repeater, but there's a lot of old school CW folks that appreciate the CW being broadcast, and I think there's a lot to that with the guys that listen that way. If you're using a voice recognition every so often, as well as the CW, I don't think it hurts, but I don't really think it's has a specific function, especially with any of the newer equipment. That's what I think. K1RMN, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And focusing for a second on the fact that the station ID being CW, I've heard different repeaters doing that using different speeds of CW, being it's generated, it's not being recorded and then transmitted, as I think it's auto-generated. But then the other question is if it's fairly quick, I wonder if many repeaters put not only their station ID, but also their PL tone in the CW message, so that anybody who's just in an area and happens to be scanning to find what repeaters might be there without using the repeater book, which I know a lot of people think of almost like the Bible, but if they happen to stumble across a repeater and they're not sure what the PL tone is, it would be nice if it was being transmitted, rather. But anyhow, with that general subject, we'll go on to KC1KLW. Even though I know he's busy, if you don't want to comment this round, that's fine. Just let us know. KC1KLW, KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is KC1KLW. I'm going to go through a radio reset here and see if that'll clear it up. Hopefully it will. If not, I'm going to have to go through the menu and you won't hear me for a while. KC1KLW.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jerry. And it just dawned on me that at the bottom of the list, I forgot to ask for there were any new check-ins. So this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, open to any and all amateur radio operators. If anyone else would like to check in, please call now. Next, we're going to go down to the next person on the list who can either comment on the question I had before, or maybe he has something else he'd like to bring up and talk about. Kevin, KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR Net Control.
All right, thanks, Tim. And Jerry, good luck. That was one of the things I was going to say was maybe you're going to have to reset the radio again. All these controls can be very complicated, but look at the bright side. You're learning. You're learning about the radio. Anyway, I think it's an interesting topic you brought up. First of all, on the subject of announcing the CTCSS tone, I could go either way on that. Some repeaters do it. Most don't. Well, some do, half do and half don't, I guess. The only thing about that is if you're announcing it all the time, it does increase the possibility that a nefarious, unlicensed user would then have that information so that they could activate that and get into the repeater. So from that standpoint, I don't necessarily favor it, although repeaters are also here for emergency use, and you know, if there were some sort of event and I needed to all of a sudden use the repeater in Wallingford to get a message through to somebody important, it could be handy to have that announced. So you can look at that either way. CW idea is cool. I say the quicker the better. If you know CW, then you're probably going to be able to copy it at 20 words a minute or near 20 words a minute. Excuse me, let me reset. Voice information is good too, but I think, for instance, one of my difficulties for a long time with the Norwich repeater, particularly during naps in the evening, is that the voice IDs go up too much and they interfere the progress of nets. Someone can be transmitting the net control or someone else, and their transmission gets partially covered. A number of years back, and maybe it's been a good number, we had turned up all the voice announcements between 7 and 10 o'clock at night, because that's usually when the nets are on in the evening. And I inquired, I think without JW, but it might have been somebody else, about that a number of months ago and never got an answer. So, and finally, when you bring up the idea of the repeater transmitting a PL tone, a CTCSS tone, during the ID, particularly during the CW ID, let me reset once again. I am a strong advocate of not doing that, that the PL tone only be transmitted when the user is keyed up and transmitting. And when the user unkeys his or her microphone, the repeater then ceases to transmit a PL tone. So that the courtesy tone, the ID, perhaps announcements, although I think some of these controllers, you have some flexibility. Let's leave announcements out of it, but the courtesy tone and the ID are not transmitted with the CTCSS tone. And the reason I'm a strong advocate for doing it that way is because if anyone's trying to do linking, such as Josh does, or straight RF linking, or if someone is using a remote base to get into the repeater, it clogs everything up so that if there's two repeaters involved particularly, it will sit back there and they'll just kerchunk each other. Even if there's not a second repeater involved, if it's just a user that's using a remote base, let me reset. That user then has to wait for the repeater to completely drop before they can transmit into the repeater. That is not the case if you stop transmitting the PL tone at the end of the user's transmission, then they can use the repeater as most users do. Leave a second or two, as is good practice, and then key up. So I hope that I expressed that clearly. I know that, I think on this repeater, for instance, last I knew anyway, the PL is only transmitted during the user's transmission from the repeater, and that's the way I like it. I do not like the fact that, like Norwich and I think Groton, and obviously some other repeaters transmit at any time that the repeater is transmitting. So let's see if I expressed myself clearly. K6PDG back to net.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. A lot of good information there, and I can see, I can see the pros and cons of pretty much everything you were saying as far as the first part goes. But as far as the repeaters doing the PL tone with the transmission, I need to learn more about that because that's still fairly new to my mind for whatever reason. I know that when I key up to talk to the transmitter, I need to use the PL tone to get the transmitter's attention, but I never thought much about the transmitter, the repeater, transmitting a PL tone itself, because if most radios are not designed to only receive when they receive a PL tone, then what's the point? But I presume that will be made clear to me either now or as I do further research. But let's see what Dave thinks about that. I know, Dave, you do mostly HF work, but I know you also know something about VHF land and what have you. So let's get your thoughts and comments. K1DCT. This is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Very good, Tim. This is K1DCT. Well, I don't really have a strong opinion about it because I very seldom program my radios to only receive when I receive a PL tone. And I do that so I can easily pick up on interference. Maybe there's a little band opening on 2 meters or wherever. And some of my radios are a bit older, such as the one I'm talking on right now. It doesn't have that capability. So, but I'm quite happy with just hearing it all, and the CWID doesn't bother me at all, and I think sometimes there are too many announcements, too much IDing. You don't have to ID just because you're out there. So that's about it. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. And that's true. I think the first 2 meter radio that I had did not have that capability either. As a matter of fact, I think one of the early radios I had didn't even have the capability to transmit a PL tone. Found that out very quickly. But that seems to be the way that works. But let's see what Steve thinks. He's been waiting patiently in the wings, I'm sure. In K1V, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
NK1V. Let me see. I also don't put any PL tones in for my receive. I actually like to hear, especially when I travel. A lot of times I've picked up repeaters I didn't even know about, you know, on the frequency of a repeater that's in my radio from being local, and then I just got to figure out the tone. The ID, I actually prefer the choir CW ID in the background because I know a lot of times people have been talking like on a net or just on QSOs or whatever, and that ID will go off in the background and it barely interrupts the conversation. And it's also trying to learn CW. I try to catch a letter or two and off guard, you know, because if I'm concentrating and all conditions are perfect, I can sometimes pick things up. But driving down the road and I hear a CW ID go off, I try to see if I can even pick up one letter. So that being said, that's it for this round. NK1V, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Steve. And it's an interesting topic, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it on another evening. We've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to do another call out real quick. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Any and all amateur radio related questions or comments are indeed looked for. And anyone that would like to join and chat with us, please call now. Okay, let's see. I do have, oh, that's right, I forgot about that. I do have a couple of items here which I'm kicking around on my desk, but I think I'm going to choose this one for the next round for discussion or thoughts. I had sent an email out to the various neck controls, but people who've done neck control on here before, and asked them, we were talking about maybe the first Wednesday of the month having a theme, something we could advertise and let people be aware of well enough in advance that they could either come with their questions or come with their own thoughts or even do some research before joining the net. And we had various good suggestions. I'm going to read off some of them real quick. Talking about, for instance, fall and winter preparations for hams, antenna icing, coax insulating, checking grounds, Christmas gifts for hams, which we're getting close to that period of time, how to give a good signal report, favorite and interesting nets that have been discovered and might be referred, Elmering, review of some of the newest radios, crossband repeating remote base, ham radio in space, and ham radio trivia. And two other thoughts was a question or two each time from the general or extra exam pools, just to keep people on their toes. And also, sometimes it helps people who don't have those licenses yet to realize, gee, maybe they can go for it. And another suggestion was to pick an article from a previous month QST and talk about it, sort of like a book club. So, given those suggestions, I'm thinking that we should start off the new year in January with the first Wednesday of the month being a good time to start this new thought or process. And let's see, that would be on, maybe that would not be good, that would be January 1st. Well, why not? Maybe New Year's Eve would be the night before, so why not January 1st? So, any thoughts or comments on those suggestions or any other comments along those lines or anything else anyone would like to discuss, let's give it a shot. And we'll start with Bob, K1RMN. This is KC1TWR.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. I think it's a great list, great topics, and I would keep that list and maybe not just hold it to a theme. Obviously, if we don't have a lot of questions on some night, it's a great list to go back to and bring up a topic because we can cover many of those and would be very helpful. And I think we'll all get a lot out of some of those themes. What to do with your antennas in the winter and signal reporting and all that kind of stuff are real great basic things that we all want to know and refresh ourselves with. So that's my comment on that one. K1RMN, back to Nat.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And I agree with you. It's a good referral list to hang on to, and maybe we could even post something like that up on the website for all the net controls to be able to make use of, as well as maybe put a place up there for people to submit questions or something of that nature, maybe not for the theme night, but even for any of the Wednesday night tips nets. I'm going to make a quick stop here and see if Jerry got his radio reset and wants to make any comments or let us know how he's doing. And if he doesn't reply fairly quick, I'll move on to the next person. But I want to give him a try. So KC1T, right, KC1KLW, this is KC1TWR net control. Thank you. hearing anything from K6PDG. I'm guessing either he's off frequency again, or else he's getting his hot dogs, which are probably boiling over at this point. But let's see if I'm actually transmitting, and I'm going to see if Dave's there. K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
Hey, 6PDG's here. I don't think you were transmitting.
KA6PDG, KC1TWR, can you copy this transmission?
You are now 2x4 in the lumber yard, yes.
Okay, very curious indeed. I called you and then made a comment and called Dave. So we'll go back to you. And golly, did you hear me call Jerry?
Yeah, I heard you call Jerry, did not hear you call me, and I did hear you say that maybe Kevin's getting his hot dogs and he went to call Dave, so maybe it was just finger action on the button. First of all, on your topic discussion, yep, I watched the emails and gosh, I thought my suggestions were good, and then I saw everybody else's, and I thought, wow, those are even better. So I think you're going in the right direction. One of the other things that had been talked about, and I'm just going to double-check that I still have it. Okay, one of the other things that have been talked about is some sort of page or box or feature or something on the Tri-City website where people could post topics that they were thinking about. And I noticed that hasn't happened, so the thinking seemed to be that it was a good idea, but the idea's been out there for about a year, I think, so. And just wanted to quickly respond back on the CPSS topic real quick. In your discussion, Tim, you did use the phrase, what's the point, and that's a valid question. As I understand it, one of the reasons the CTCSS decode is popular in some places is, and I was in California, both southern and northern, for a number of years, and this was very much the issue where you had a lot of congestion on the repeater subband, and you had a lot of repeaters on the same frequency, relatively speaking. Certainly, if you had a good antenna or you were in a high place on a hill or a mountain, you might be capable of working and listening to two or three repeaters on the same frequency. So you'd use your CTCSS decode so that you wouldn't have to listen to those other repeaters. You just listen to the repeater that you want to listen to because you've got its tone in your decode slot. That being said, I kind of agree with Dave. I like to not use that in normal operation, because, for instance, if someone's transmitting on the output frequency of the repeater, you may or may not hear them. They may not be transmitting a tone, or their signal may be fairly weak because you're hearing them simplex, and your radio might not decode the tone. Particularly for in that control, I think it's important to be able to hear everything that's going on a frequency. But that was, I think, sort of the point of it. That was why a lot of people use it in real crowded areas. K6PDG, back to that.
Thank you, Kevin, and I'm going to chalk up my not being heard to not holding the button down properly on the hand mic. So we'll see how that goes. An interesting comment about the CTCS. And it reminds me that I think the Waterford repeater does not have the capability of transmitting on there, because I think, now that I'm thinking about it, several years ago when there was another, I think it's the repeater up in Massachusetts, was coming in and kind of overriding the Waterford repeater. I think I asked at one point if that could be turned on so that we could try something like that. I think I was told that was not feasible. But maybe it's bad memory on my part. I will explore that further. At this point, because time is, we're starting to get towards the end of the hour, I want to quickly go to Dave and get his thoughts. K1DCT, KC1TWR, net control.
All right, very good. Yeah, no, I understand what Kevin was saying about the PL receive setup. It, you know, it can be very handy. Because I've heard that repeater on 9-7 up around the Boston area somewhere, because what they're talking about when they're up there, Route 128 and that stuff. And sometimes I do hear it come in as I'm traveling around, maybe at a high point, physically, not mentally, but so it definitely has its uses, but for me, I can usually forego it. So I won't hold on to it. I know we're rapidly getting towards the top of the hour. So back to net. This is K1DCT.
Well, thank you, Dave. And next we'll go to Steve, NK1B. This is KC1TWR, net control.
NK1B. I believe I agree with all the topics and stuff. I think Bob had mentioned keeping a go-to list in the event that there is an evening where nothing really comes up. It's always good to have a list of some interesting topics to fall back on. And a new comment, which does not need response. I did notice, based on the earlier comments when Tim was having the transmit problems, that when we believe Kevin is missing, I find it odd that we often, the first place we look is the kitchen. Back to net, NK1V.
Very true, Steve, and reference my comment about hot dogs. That's very true. That's always a good point. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list before we go to Section 2. Any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Club TipsNet, please call now.
This is Whiskey 1 Julia Oscar Papa, John, City of Groton. No comments, just checking in.
This is KC1KOW, additional comments.
And it recognizes John, W1JOP, and additional comments coming from KC1KLW. Any further check-ins before we get to the comments? Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, thank you, John, for joining, and I presume by your no comments, you don't have anything for me to come back to you on at the moment, so first I'll go back to Jerry and see how he's making out. KC1KLW, please proceed.
Thank you, Tim. KC1KLW. Yes, I resolved my problem here. The partial reset of the radio resolved the WX issue. I couldn't find it in the manuals, but that partial reset of the radio got rid of it, and my problem is cleared up now. My many thanks to Dave, K1DCT, and Kevin, and everyone else, and Bob and Tim and all guys who contribute to the solution of this problem. I appreciate it. Thank you. 73 KC1KLW.
Okay, very good. Very happy to hear that. And I think that's wonderful. Before we go into the second portion of the TipsNet, any last final comments from anyone, please call now. TipsNet, and this is Does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest? I will name two real quick before we put that out there. Number one, tomorrow night is the Scram's Amateur Radio Club meeting at 7 o'clock at the Waterford Police Station. They're having their election of officers, so if anybody's interested in joining and becoming an officer, there's always room for that. Secondly, also, if Mike Walters, W8ZY, who is the Connecticut Aries SEC, is looking for people to check into him via RF Winlink, in other words, not through the internet, but through RF, sending him an email message and CCing Bill, W1GTT, just to, it's just part of the monthly test of Winlink capability. They do that every first Wednesday of the month, anytime after 6 p.m. in the evening. And let's see, send a message to KB1OVQ, that's Kilo Bravo 1, Oscar Victor Queen. This is, that's the Newtown CET EOC. They'll collect the messages and respond. The message should contain the call sign, the node you connect to, VHF or HF, and your town. So if you have the opportunity as part of Aries and would like to do that, please proceed. You'll see a copy of his request on the announce at ctaries.groups.io. Anyone else having further announcements or bulletins or items of interest, please call now.
K1DCT.
K1DCT, please proceed.
Yeah, just a curiosity, and I'll throw it out there. I don't know how many people monitor the Connecticut Civil Preparedness Frequency. It's 153.965. But for probably a little more than a week, I've heard this this carrier come up on that frequency, and in my travels, I try and, if it's there, I try and narrow it down. I'm guessing it's somewhere in Montville, because it's close. It doesn't seem powerful enough to be a base station, because I would think the state would probably be calling towns, making sure they're not locked on the air. So it's probably one of these millstone sirens, and so if anyone's curious, wants to do a little fox hunting, 153.965, K1DCT, back to net.
Thank you, Dave. Quick question. How frequently do you hear this, and is there any particular time of the day that you normally hear it? Back to you.
It seems to be a bit sporadic, although usually several times during the daylight hours now, which are extremely short, I'll hear it come up. And, I'm not always in a position to go hunting for it, but just a bit of curiosity. I like to listen to that frequency, but I've had to lock it out of everything because it just... it'll just come in and lock everything up. Yeah. Except my mobile rig in the car. So that's just a bit of curiosity. K1DCT.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that bit of information, Dave. Sounds like it'd be an interesting task. Anyone having questions or comments for Dave and his, what he just announced, please call now.
Okay, 6 BDG.
Go ahead, K6 BDG, this is KC1 TWR, net control.
Yeah, two questions come to mind. One, wonder how confident you are, Dave, that it's a carrier on that frequency rather than some sort of birdie or intermod or something that might be a couple of different signals mixing and coming up on that frequency. And the second question would be, has you or anybody contacted, for instance, Troop K or whatever, to see if they've observed the same problem? Ironically, since we just talked about CTCSS, if it doesn't have the right CTCSS tone on it, they may not be hearing it. But rather than us invent the wheel, not that hunting practice isn't good, but it'd be interesting to know if they're already working on it. KH6PDG back tonight.
Okay, Dave or anyone else have any comment on Kevin's comment, please call now.
Well, let's see, Kevin, as far as contacting like Troop K or, you know, the town of Montville, whoever, I tend to avoid calling them and talking about these kinds of things because then it seems to put suspicion on me. That's been my experience, you know, they don't understand all these things, you know, that... So I did not do that. I would prefer to just find it and then inform them. But and the other thing is, no, this is a very strong carrier. Here at home, it'll come up on this radio if I take it out of the skip list as it is presently. It'll be without this radio as a attenuator, so I can switch it in and go 20 dB down. With 20 dB down, it's about a S7. If I take the attenuator out, it's a full strength S9. So it's something really there. And because I've heard it in the mobile rig, in various handhelds, in various other places, I know it's not happening here. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Kevin, any further thoughts?
No, he covered it quite nicely, and I'm on board with all of his comments there. K6PDG.
Okay, very good. Anyone else having any further check-ins or anyone else having any announcements or comments before we hit the third section of the net, please call now. Okay, now for the third section of TIPSnet. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items? Please call now. Okay, this is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly TIPSnet. Are there any additional comments or check-ins, please, before we close the net? Please call now.
Is this K1RMN?
Please proceed, K1RMN.
Yeah, this is K1RMN. I had to step out for a minute there. Had a little plumbing issue downstairs. The only announcement I have is that tomorrow is the Scrams meeting, and we should get the verdict on whether or not we're going to have the Christmas party. And if so, we'll get the word out as quickly as we can to everybody in the area. And that's all I've got. K1RMN, back to net.
Okay, very good. Bob, I had announced about the Scramsnet, but I had not mentioned about their deciding upon the Christmas brunch, or lunch rather. So thank you for that. Anyone having any questions or comments for Bob, or any further check-ins, or any comments in general before we close the net, please call now. Check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. I'd like to thank all that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by and listened as we conducted the net. I hope you enjoyed it. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, and they have their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office on Route 32 in Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.com. That's tricityarc.com. We'd like to thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo wishing everyone a good evening and 73.